Our theme this year for Bayside Carols is Jesus, the light of the world. And of course, Christmas is a time that's full of light. We signify it by having lights on our trees, lights on our houses. Cities are lit up all around the world. And I want to share with you just a few words. This is a song from Luke chapter 1 and verse 76 onwards, which is Zechariah, who's John the Baptist's father, and he proclaims these words over John the Baptist, but also then, of course, prophesying over Jesus, the Son of God. "And you, child, will be called a prophet of the highest, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give his people knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the dawn will visit us from on high to shine on those who live in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace." Magnificent words there, and a beautiful picture, just as dawn starts to break. That's what Zechariah is saying here. You know, that first light, first thing in the morning, is, as we know that night is just about over and the first light is dawning, and then the sun comes up over the horizon and the brightness of the sun shines. That's what it was like for the world through the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. When he was an adult during his ministry, Jesus then described himself as the light of the world in John chapter 9 and verse 5. How wonderful is light? One of my favourite things, and this time of the year too, you know, in summer and lots of blue sky and sunshine, and we've got daylight savings, so it's early light and it's late light, and you can get home from work and go for a walk on the beach and all of that. And how magnificent here in Melbourne, in the Bayside area of Melbourne, the bright shining sun on Port Phillip Bay is absolutely stunning. There's an Irish proverb, and I have to quote this. You know, I'm surrounded by Irish people at home, and they say, "When the sun is shining, even a dirt track looks good." How true that is. Without light, you can't see anything. I wonder if you have the experience of waking up sometimes in the middle of the night. You need to go to the toilet, but you don't want to put a light on, because if you put a light on, it'll wake you up. And so you get yourself up. If you're anything like me, you'll keep one eye shut because you still want to be half asleep, right? And then you find your way to the loo, and you just hope and really hope and pray that somebody else in the household, Christy, for example, hasn't left a cupboard door open or a drawer not pushed or has moved shoes and other things away from the normal path to the loo. Sometimes, of course, those things are not moved out of the way. And so that can be a very painful experience. I've got to the point now where, I mean, you know, we've all got mobile phones now, and how good is the torch facility on this? So we can go to the loo with one eye shut, but with our torches on. I had an experience like this spiritually when I was around 8 or 9 years of age. My dad gave me the family Bible. This was owned by his mum, my gran, and she'd actually signed in it in the early part of last century. It was about 1901. She signed her name and the date in it. She passed away when she was almost 102. And then she gave it to my dad, and he'd signed his name in it and dated it, I think it was around 1944. I was going to bring it and show you, but it's over 100 years old and it literally is just kind of falling apart and crumbling. So I have it at home and it's inside a plastic bag. And then my dad gave it to me in the 60s. I would have been 8, maybe 9 years of age, and I signed my name in it and put a date in there. I think it was 1967. And I remember as this young kid of 8, 9 years of age, I decided I was going to read the Bible from cover to cover. And so I started with this old Bible reading, Genesis chapter 1, Genesis 2, and I got a few chapters in, but I really didn't understand what I was reading. It made little or no sense to me whatsoever. And I got probably halfway through Genesis and then put the Bible aside. And then really through my teenage years, I became an atheist. I didn't believe in God, I didn't like Christians, and I didn't appreciate the church in any shape or form. Then I went hitchhiking around Australia as a 19-year-old, and I was picked up hitching in northern New South Wales by a truck driver, and he was a born-again Pentecostal Christian. He started telling me all about Jesus, and I wasn't interested at all. About 2 hours into the trip, we were involved in a head-on collision with another truck. The two guys in the other truck both lost their lives in that accident. The truckie and I went to hospital for a few days and then went down to Sydney. And while I was recovering, I stayed with him and his wife and family in Sydney. And they, as I say, they were just actually just given their lives to Jesus. So they were really full on in their faith. And after a few weeks of having discussions with them about Jesus and Christianity, I asked if I could go to church with them on a Sunday night, and of course they were thrilled. So I went along and I was really impressed with what I saw. It was just a little church in the western suburbs of Sydney, a few plastic chairs and wooden floors and a couple of guitars, but everyone was happy. They were really glad to be there. The pastor preached on John 3:16, and at the end he said, if you want to give your life to Jesus, get out of your chair, walk up to the front, and I did that. I gave my life to Jesus as a 19-year-old. And even though I walked away for the next couple of years, I came back to Jesus as a 21-year-old, absolutely full on for him, and have been ever since. And I remember shortly thereafter picking up a Bible again for the first time in over a decade and starting to read it. And the thing that struck me was this: the Bible had improved so much in that 10 plus years. My goodness, it had changed from this dusty old irrelevant book that I couldn't understand to this book that was like a wow on every page. And I still love, here I am 40 years after that experience, still loving God, loving the Word, and being wowed on a regular basis in the Scriptures. What happened to me was not that the Bible changed, it was a light had been switched on in my life. And that light was now illuminated on the Scriptures that now made absolute sense to me. The light was turned on. I could see clearly now. The rain was gone, etc. What God did for me, He can do for you when you choose to become a follower of Jesus, because He is the light of the world, who came to shine on those who live in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace. And once His light shines in us and shines on us, it reflects on others. That's why Jesus told His followers, "You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand, giving light to everyone in the house. In the same way," says Jesus to His followers, "let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father." Choosing to follow Jesus isn't a one-off event. Instead, it's a life dedicated to doing good and following Him. I mean, what's the purpose of light if all we do is shine it in each other's eyes? That's why the people who make up our Bayside Church family use their time, their resources, and their energy to feed the hungry, to help the homeless, to visit those who are sick or in prison, to care for orphans and widows, to be company for the lonely, and include those who are marginalized by society or even marginalized by the church. We commit ourselves to shine a light into the darkness and bringing light to others. The best present you can give this Christmas is the gift of yourself to God. He will provide you with the blessings of light and life, just as He did for me over four decades ago. And then spend your life shining a light by living a life of goodness toward others. I want us to say a prayer together right now. You're going to see this on the screen. And if you're already a follower of Jesus, this prayer is a rededication of your life to follow Jesus and live a life that shines light to other people. And if you're joining us today, just kind of intrigued about this whole God, Jesus, church, Christianity thing, can I encourage you to say this prayer from your heart, just as I did as a 19-year-old, because God will hear your prayer and he will respond to it and he will transform your life just as he has and continues to do for me and so many others. And so let's pray this prayer together. Loving God, I thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. I believe Jesus is the light of the world, who came to shine his light on those who live in darkness. Please shine your light on me as I choose to follow you. From today on, I dedicate my life to serve you and others because I am a follower of Jesus. Amen.